Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Made in Chafford podcast episode, what number is this?
62.
Oh my God, I'm so hot. I know. Well, we've been trying. We said, like, we made a deal with ourselves this year that, like, we'll take the podcast seriously. So, 62. And we've got a lovely guest in the building. So, the way we start the show, Carmen, is we normally let people introduce themselves. So, introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Carms. I was in Essex, in Chafford 100, where this podcast is, I'm guessing. I'm a blogger, or like influencer online. And yeah, that's what I've been doing. And now I've moved to London, so I'm not in Chafford. Okay.
London's a great place to be. How have you been coping with COVID and everything?
It's actually been okay. Like, this nature of work is kind of at home and street anyway, so it doesn't it's not like an office job or anything that I've not, like, that I've had to be taken away from, or it's not, the only thing it's affected is my social life, which I'm able to handle with a lot of meditating.
Okay, all right, boys, introduce yourself as well. Iman, you're gonna give us the energy.
I was gonna wait for Collins, but okay, yeah, it's Iman G45. The introduction is I'm just a YouTuber, I'm just me. I'm a bunch of other things as well, but right now I'm just a podder right now in front of your face.
I hear that.
And if you're, and for the people who are listening on Spotify, SoundCloud, and do we have this on Apple?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, man.
What I'm saying, we're everywhere right now. So yeah. And if you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and also share, you know, for your friends. They're massive stuff right here.
For sure.
And Cole?
Yep. Cole Sanusi, Big 2L. You already know what it is. We're in the building. We here. Lovely, lovely.
So, first topic for today that I want to get off is, Carms, I know you've been interested in fashion for a long time. Like, I think even, so, you know, it's no secret, we all went to school together. Been interested in fashion since then. I mean, what, like, how much does it mean to you, and just how much, like, what's your proudest achievement in fashion, everything you've been able to do? Because you have really excelled far beyond, I think, what anyone could have imagined. What you've done has been incredible. So how has that been, how's that journey been for you?
Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I've still got so much to do, so I don't even feel like anything. And it's been like a long process, so it's not like I've jumped from one place to another and it's just happened. It's been like a long process, and I think at the end of the day, it's because I've been enjoying what I've been doing that it's not like, oh my God, I've achieved this. It's literally I've been doing it and things have been coming whilst I've been doing it, like opportunities. But yeah, like, fashion and clothing, it does mean a lot to me, but more than that, it's just me expressing, like, style and creativity and, like, confidence. Because I feel like if I put a good outfit on, it makes me feel a bit better, and I want someone else to feel like if they're having a bad day or they're feeling a certain way, they can put on an outfit and feel good, you know? Like, if you're going to a club and, like, you're all dressed up, you know that feeling, like, you feel good. I feel like a lot of people get that with, like, outfits and clothes and style, and I think that's something that I like sharing.
So what would you say would be some tips that we could give to the people that they might not know at the moment? Like, what would you say is hot, or like, what should the girls be wearing? What, have you got any suggestion for the mandem as well? Let us know.
I think it's not even what you're wearing. I think everyone has their own style. Like, you can go on a website and know what you like and what you don't like. And I think I can scroll down a website and be like, I like this, I like this, I like this. I think when I pick something, I think, oh, this, say a pair of jeans, I'd be like, oh, this t-shirt would look good with it, another top would look good with it. But when you're taking the content, I think that's the most important thing. Like someone's outfit, you might not think is nice, but someone else might do. So I think everyone has different style, and it's not necessarily about style, because someone can appreciate any kind of style. Like there's like people that look extra grungy, some that looks really like pretty, and some looks really like formal. So I think as long as you're dressing how you like, and it's a kind of certain like theme, then it's about the content. So if you feel like your style is like grungy or like street, then stick to that. And then once that's your main thing, then you can dibble and dabble into like certain like different areas. But I think the content is the most important thing. It has to be clear, and you probably hear this a lot, but consistency, I think that's the most important thing. So when you like post, you have to keep posting. And I think it's so hard for someone to keep posting when they don't get the instant like likes or like engagement, yeah, and traffic. But if you enjoy it, which is what I did at the very beginning, I didn't do it because of work. I didn't do it because of opportunity. I didn't do it because of money. I literally just posted outfits because I enjoyed doing it. And when you keep doing that, people will like realize and notice. And then that's when, if you want it to be, it can eventually become work.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So what I'm going to put to the boys is, what sort of outfits make you feel the most confident? Or like, when do you know like, yo, this outfit I put together, it slaps?
You know what? Put me in a suit, because thing is, where I work, I don't actually get a chance to wear formal stuff. So whenever I do get an opportunity to, it's quite an occasion for me. So whenever I have an opportunity to do it, you know, you can properly put stuff together and it feels special. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Anything with smart clothing, whenever I get a chance to do it, I'm here for it. Is there any excuse to do that? Put together, you know, when you put the trousers, but you cuff them a bit, so it's a little bit shorter. That's my bag. That's when I know it's a good day.
You got to let the ankles out, yeah.
Got to let the ankles out, man. Make sure you cream that day, but you have to let the ankles out. Ewan, what are you saying?
Currently at the moment, my finances are a bit on the adverse side, but what I can say is that I'm very much inspired by Michael Tariba. He's also doing his own thing right now. He has his own like look currently at the moment. The thing is, me and Michael Tariba, we speak a lot about shoes, particularly Nikes, Adidas, stuff like that, basketball shoes. But me, I'm more of a Jordan head, and I definitely would wear the Jordans, but similar styles to what Michael Tariba was wearing. Just because he knows exactly, like, that's my flavor. Like, I'm not gonna, I'm not trying to bread him too much, but that's my flavor, isn't it?
I hear that.
Yeah.
Who are some people that you look up to when it comes to outfits? I mean, I guess it's difficult to say that you look up to that person, but like, is there people who, when it comes to fashion, they inspire you?
Yeah, a lot of my own friends actually inspire me. So my friends that also do Instagram and like blogging, I can look at them and be like, oh, that looks really cool. And I think that happens. And I think that's a healthy way of Instagram as well, because I feel like some girls can be like, no, I'm wearing this, why is she wearing this? Whereas if I'm wearing something and I see my friend wear it or wear it the same way, I'm like, oh, that looks nice, you know? And I think that's such a healthy way of Instagram, because it can get like such a bitchy environment. Yeah, whereas if you're like so friendly and like helping towards each other, it just makes it feel less like of a competition and more of a platform to express creativity.
Yeah, I get that. Do you feel like, I mean, it was a question I was going to ask further down the line, but I guess, do you feel like you have experienced maybe the toxic side of Instagram?
Luckily I haven't, but I have seen this so much with some of my friends. Like, it's like someone getting the same bag as someone, or like someone buying the same products. Like, it gets bitchy. Like, I swear, like, my friend has a bag, and then she got the bag, and then she messaged her being like, oh God, I don't know if she's going to hear this, but she messaged her being like, oh, those people have been messaging me saying you've been copying my style, and you've been buying the same things I have. And then, like, my friends are just like, what the hell? Like, that's so negative, first of all. And secondly, like, how can you even be, like, chatting about bags? Like, these are things, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it gets bitchy. It really gets bitchy. And I feel like people judge a lot of unfollowing as well. Like, I I've never done Instagram because of following. Like, obviously it helps and it is good when you grow and it like gives you more engagement and like work and opportunities. It's great. You do want it to grow, but I think it's not a way of how you judge someone. Because I remember when I first started out, there was this girl that I wouldn't name any names, but I remember it was at this like launch at this dinner. She didn't even like give me any attention. She didn't bat an eyelid at me. Like, it's like I felt like a peasant. I was literally at this event launch. I was just sitting there, like, I was talking, and then she'd like look away and be like not really answering my questions. And I was like, what the hell? And I don't know what it is, but all her friends were people that were like at the time on such big followings, and all I was being is nice. I think that's the way you should respond to people and how they are, not like their followings. And you can just tell when some people are being nicer to some people because of following. And it's just, you can see straight through it. There's some girls that are like so for the clout that you could just see it straight through.
Yeah, the industry must be gross.
Huh?
I'm like, the industry must be so, like, there must be so many toxic parts to it, especially environment that you're in.
Yeah, but like I think as long as you're not fazed by it and just know that it's like just people, then you won't really like, it doesn't really get to you. And then like a few like months down the line, she kind of like didn't do Instagram as much, and then I started growing like past her, and then she's just suddenly being so nice to me, and I was like,
do you know what it is though? Like at first, she realized the competition and she tried to play the mental game, but she didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Now look where you are right now. You're winning. You know what I'm saying?
There's still, like, I don't feel like I've like done enough. There's still so much that I want to do. Like, there's still so many times I'm like, I need to do this, I need to do this. But yeah, like with Instagram, it's like it's a weird place.
Do you ever take breaks, Carmen?
Oh my god, like I've had so much like mental problems with Instagram. I think you have to be so mentally strong with it. Like, with Instagram, social media, you have to be like strong-headed with it, and if not, it'll just come to you. Because I thought it was just a platform where I was just putting what I want, and I did, but then you start comparing yourself. This was me maybe like 2-3 years ago. I was comparing myself, like now I'm in a different headspace, I'm completely past it, but 2-3 years ago, I was literally comparing myself all the time. I had girls' bikini photos, like, and in my favourites, I had it on my vision board, like, abs, like, eating healthy, like, I actually had got an eating disorder from Instagram, and I put it solely down to Instagram and my job. I gave so much pressure on myself to look perfect and be a certain way, that it controlled my eating. Like, I used to eat and then I'd binge, and then I feel so guilty for it because I'm like, oh my god, I ate so much. And then I wouldn't eat for the whole next day, and then by the evening I'd be hungry again and I'd binge again. And it was just like a mental, like, it was destroying. Like, and I think it took me so much time for me to realize now, which I wish so much that I realized, but I wish so much that I realized earlier, if I could tell myself that it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I think the more pressure you put on yourself, the more it does seem like it matters. But like, it really doesn't. Like, now I'll eat and I wouldn't even think twice about it. And I think it's so hard to understand when someone hasn't had an eating disorder. But when you do, it becomes like so much of your mental, it takes so much of your mental energy.
But it's good that you're talking about this sort of stuff. And I guess there's other people who will be getting into the Instagram game or influencer game who might not have known this. And it's one of those things that, you know, when you think, oh, if I could tell my younger self something, this would be what I'd tell them. I feel like that's the sort of realisation you've had.
That, yeah, 100%. And it takes me sometimes a while to realise or for it to click in, because it takes in so much time in your head. And I really wish, like, I could tell my younger self that it really doesn't matter. And the more energy and time you waste on worrying about it, the more it's going to eat you up. Like, social media, everyone looks different. And this is why I'm really liking, like, plus size and everyone looking different and really embracing it. It gives so much more of a healthy environment on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to see that you're actually acknowledging that as well, because that is, it's so important. That we actually take all of these things into account as well. Because I just couldn't imagine, like, I mean, the pressure of, like, I guess you have to more or less upload every day, or you have to do a picture every day, or you have to do something every day. I guess that would get to you understandably as well. And then you've got to think about, even if you don't want to, you have to think about your competition as well.
Yeah, you have to think about your competition, because at the end of the day, it is your work, and you do think like, oh, she's looking like this, I want to look like this, or they've got this, I want this. And you, like, without even consciously knowing, you're comparing. And I think it's so easy to feel upset at where you are or what you have or what you look like when you're looking at someone that looks like completely perfect. Like, and but you really and truly, you don't really realize that not everyone's perfect. Like, someone could look at me and be like, oh my god, she looks so good like this, or she's doing this, she's doing that. But in my head, it's not like that. It's like, oh my god, I'm not happy about this about myself. There's still so much that I want to do. Like, I don't feel like I'm achieving enough. I feel like I could do more with my time. People don't see that, because you're posting perfect, you're posting that everything's fine, you're seeing everything that looks great, but you don't know what someone is going through in their head. They don't think they're perfect. They have their own doubts. They have anxiety. Like, everyone's human at the end of the day. And I think the more that someone can, like, accept that, the more they're like, you know, I'm actually quite good where I am. I'm quite happy with where I am.
Got you. Okay, so one thing that's interested me is, what is it, what are your goals going forward? Because you keep bringing that up, which is quite interesting. You don't feel like you're done just yet. So what are those goals for you?
I feel like my goal, like, the last maybe 2-3 years is just to travel. And so with traveling, I feel like you have to be so free. You can't really be committed as much when you're traveling. Yeah. Like, last year I wasn't home in the UK for more than 2 weeks at a time. Like, jeez. I was, apart from Christmas, I wasn't at home for the 2 weeks. I was just away. Like, I'd already have my next trip planned on my way back from the trip I'm already on. No, like,
catch flights, not feelings, man. Honestly,
I swear, I literally. The last,
like, I now swear, I know, like, where I'm going wrong.
I have no time for feelings. Like, the last 2 years, I was literally just like away, 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 like experiencing life. And with that, you can't be committed to anything of your own. And I feel like I'm so glad I did that, because it's like made me so much more open-minded on culture, who I am as a person. And I think I'll forever be grateful for that. But after all of that, I haven't got anything of my own right now. Like, I do have Instagram, but Instagram isn't enough for me. Like, I don't want Instagram just to be my life. And I feel like with Instagram, there's always going to be a time. Like, Twitter had a time, Facebook had a time. It's still going, but I don't know if Instagram is forever. And I think the fact that it can't be forever means that you should have something that is a little bit more forever. And, like, obviously, I've always liked clothes and, like, fashion. And I've always wanted my own business. So hopefully I can have some more time spending on that rather than traveling. Equally traveling, but not as much, so that I can be committed to something, you know. But that's when I don't feel like I've done enough. Like, I want to keep doing more, I want to grow more, I want to create more content, I want to. And obviously with COVID, actually, that's actually something that's affected me, because I usually take my content abroad, and I've been having to do everything in the UK, and obviously the lighting and the weather isn't as great. Not to sound spoiled or anything, but that does affect content.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's just something I've had to adapt to, which has been completely fine. It's just a bit harder adapting to it. But yeah, I just want to do more. It's like, I feel like I could maybe inspire people with outfits, but I want to inspire people with, like, good vibes, and knowing that, like, no one's perfect. Basically, things that I wish I could have told my younger self, you know, like, it's okay to feel anxious. Everyone has anxiety. Everyone doesn't feel perfect. Like, I didn't, like, even before I started Instagram, I had no money. I spent everything, like, I had on what I liked. Like, I remember coming back from my LA flight, and I had so much, like, baggage. It was $100 for an extra bag. And I didn't even have $100 in my bank account. I had to call my mum to send me, like, $100 over PayPal, because I spent it all on my LA trip. But it's one of the best trips of my life. Like, it made me realize, like,
money well spent.
Yeah, literally loved LA. Yeah, but it was, like, all a lesson. And it was like sometimes I feel like, just worry less and do more. And that's such a note to myself as well, because I worry so much and I don't do as much as I want. Like, but I want people to know that they can do that.
I get that.
What business would you like to getaways, start?
Pardon?
Yeah, what business would you like to start?
I would I would want to have my own clothing brand, which I think what a lot of people do and a lot of my friends have as well, but it's what I'm passionate about, so I really do want to be doing that.
Okay,
that's a good idea. I mean,
and who would it be for? Like, I know currently today there's a lot more today than it was back then. Like, for example, body shaming, women who are plus sizes, some women who are just overly skinny, and some women who are just, I would say, thick, slim, thick. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Who would you cater to, or are you going to cater to all sort of demographic?
I've actually just done a collection with Public Designer that's launched on ASOS, and that comes in plus size, and that was one of the best things that I could hear about a collection, because I'd want everyone to feel welcomed. So I would, obviously that comes with budget as well, like you have to cater for the norm and then what is not seen as the norm as well. So I think the bigger the brand is, the more they can cater to everyone. I think starting off as a business, I'd want to do as much as I can, and that might mean having less in each category, but still covering as much as I can. I'd want to cover plus size. I'd want anyone to be able to buy from my clothing brand. You know,
would you ever do a line for the man then?
Maybe I would. I love unisex clothing. I like men's clothing. Like, I feel like when I do it, it would be quite unisex anyway, because that's just my style. I like t-shirts, loungewear, casual wear. That's so my style anyway. But yeah, definitely, 100%.
Yo, Mandem, 2021, we'll be modelling for cars. Yo, ASOS, get us. We need that discount. But that must have been such an insane opportunity, though, like when that presented itself. Not only is it going to be on ASOS, but you're doing it with a brand, and it's the brand that you enjoy. What was that feeling like?
It was amazing. Public Desire actually reached out maybe last year in Los Angeles. I was at a launch dinner, and then the CEO, who I'm quite good friends with, was just like, oh, we should do a collection with you. And I was like, oh, I don't feel like I'm ready, I don't feel like I'm there yet, like I don't know if anyone would buy from it. And he was like, no, Carms, of course not. And then he messaged me again at the beginning of this year, and he's like, Carms, I think we should do it. And I was like, okay, then let's just do it. I didn't think twice. Like, my initial thought was like, okay, I really want to do it, but then everything that came after was telling me not to do it. Like, oh my god, like, it was self-doubt, everything that it's negative about yourself, they came after. I think in life that's something that I've learned, is just to not let that get in the way, because if it did get in the way, I wouldn't have done the collection, you know. So I just went ahead with it, and I was just like, okay, let's do it. And then I just didn't worry about the numbers and the figures after that could happen. I just did what I enjoyed. I put out designs that I liked and that I've loved, and then it obviously we got samples back, and then we got like things tweaked, and then ASOS just was like, okay, we're gonna get this, and we're gonna do it in plus size, and then now it's on the website. So it's been, and then we did swimwear as well, and then swimwear was last week the best selling swimwear on ASOS, which that's, I was amazing. Like, oh my god,
round of applause.
Thank you. Yeah, amazing. So it was just like unreal. But I think that's like a life lesson as well, you know, like if in that moment I let all my insecurities and my self-doubt get in the way, then I really wouldn't have ever done it. But if I just went with what I knew I liked, I enjoyed, and I dreamt of for so long, and to just do it, then it can only like be good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just such a crazy opportunity that was presented to you, and you did such a good job with it as well. I mean, what's it like actually being involved from start to finish, if that makes sense? You're involved in the whole process.
Yeah, I did a lot of the designing, and I think when a lot of people do collections now, it's either an edit or a collection. An edit is designs that are already made, and then you pick, the blogger picks their favorite, and then that becomes a collection. Whereas when you design the collection, you actually design the pieces to put into your collection. First we just did the mood board of like the kind of designs that we wanted, and then the color palettes, and then we just started drawing up from that. And then Public Desire had a whole team on hand, which helped with the CAD designs and then the producing and the sampling. So I did the designing along with their help, and then they produced everything, and then yeah, we just went from there. And then I went to Manchester to look at the samples, try things on, and then it went on to ASOS.
Yeah, it just sounds like it was amazing from start to finish. I mean,
yeah, it was stressful though.
I'm sure that sounds like it'd be very intense. Boys, if we was given a chance to work with ASOS, what are we doing? What's going to be our, what pieces are we making?
I have to rock the tracksuits, man. That's
what we got to do. Tracksuit mafia.
Tracksuit mafia, man. baggy tracksuits, you know what I mean? You got to go for it.
Definitely.
I wouldn't do the edits. I'll do the designing. Because I think there's some elements of just flavor that I just needed in the scene right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there are some tracksuits that are just nice, and then there are some tracksuits I've seen personally from advertisements from Instagram just because of what I like. That would be very nice to be implemented into today's general fashion, because ASOS is available to everybody at a fairly decent price, you know. Not comparing it to something like Primark, but you know, ASOS is like,
I hear what you're saying.
It's the thing, do you get what I'm saying? So
something
like that in terms of the design, I would love to be a part of that, especially for like men's joggers, tracksuits, suits, as casual Colin said. Casual wear. But the thing is, right now when COVID, it's like, what are we really doing? You know what I mean?
All dressed up with nowhere to go, innit?
But if they gave me the opportunity just to sit there and just do a quick sketch on designs, just be imaginative, be creative. Like, I would love that. Yeah.
What are you going to do when they let us back out?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to go Dubai next week, you know.
You can't go to Dubai. You can actually go to Dubai. It's not on the list.
I was actually going to go before quarantine, but then I had commitments here. But I don't know. I might go next week because life's been a bit stressful lately. But but I don't know. I might go next week. If not, then I'll probably go in like December. That's probably what I'd want to do. What have you guys been doing anyway? What do you guys do now?
So, I mean, we're all just working. Just doing our general day-to-day work, and then we do this on the side, very passionate about it, trying to take it to that next level.
Oh, that's amazing. I feel like you guys have such great personalities. Like, I remember you guys from school. But as soon as you guys said, I was so up for doing the podcast.
What do you remember about us in school? Okay. Like, each person.
With Collins was my best friend at Victoria's brother. I just remember, like, you guys being quite funny. I remember Demi being quite funny. Are you guys in the same year as Zara?
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Zara's my best mate. And I just remember you guys being quite funny. And then, just remember you guys being funny.
You were a year older than us, so, I'll take that compliment. I think being funny is a nice thing that someone can say about you.
I literally don't know anymore.
You know? You appreciate the honesty.
It's all love, Carl.
We also appreciate you. Now, for real. You guys got anything else you want to get off?
Carmen, I was going to ask you, what do you think of what they've done to Instagram? Because they changed up the app, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I think it's sneaky. Because where you would literally click to see your likes, that's the shopping app. That's a shopping button now. So I think people like click on the shopping button without even thinking, like, and then that's like shmoney, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm adapting to it. Like, it's fine, but it is different.
Would it be easier for like people to get to your like collection and stuff like that in that type of way, maybe?
But I think where it says shopping, that's what people pay for. If you click on shopping, I think that's what brands have paid for to show up on like everyone's feed that is relevant to.
Right, I see.
It's all about the money, I think.
Oh, definitely. The way that app is orchestrated, them ones, have you just been speaking to someone and then you go on Instagram and then the thing you're speaking about is there?
All the time.
listening to us. 100%. We're going to see you, the comment collection as soon as this is done on my phone.
Can you imagine? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, and I'll be happy about that. But yeah, I guess if that's all, Carms, it's been so amazing having you on. We're so grateful for you doing this. Tell the people where they can find you online. So all the socials.
On Instagram, I'm x_Carms. And on YouTube, I've just started it. I've been starting it on and off, and it's just Carms London on there. And that's really it. I don't really use Twitter anymore or anything else, but that's it. But guys, I'm going to take a screenshot.
Take it. Everyone do a pose.
Shut up, The Rock.
It's The Rock, baby.
God. All right. So thank you once again. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Carms, again, so grateful to you for coming on.
I'm literally so honoured to even be here or even to be thought of to be on here. Like, I don't even feel like I should be on here. No. I'm just here chatting so much rubbish.
That's what we do, don't worry.
that's our day job. But no, we're so grateful for you coming on here. And important conversations were had as well. I think people need to hear that stuff about Instagram as well. So it's great.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, I hope you guys have a lovely evening. Thanks for having me.
We will too. Take care.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.